Today on Take 5.
We want to respect them, honor them, and never forget them.
We talk to the local leader of the Bend Heroes Foundation about how friends, family, and the community can continue to honor and remember our local fallen soldiers. On Saturday in Bend, 26-year-old U.S. Air Force First Lieutenant Justin Wilkins was laid to rest. Throughout Oregon, flags flew at half-staff, and in Bend, 60 flags lined the route to the funeral service held at Westside Church. Wilkins died in February when the plane carrying him and three other special ops crew members crashed in Africa. Dick Tobiasen, president of the Bend Heroes Foundation, says his group makes sure that Wilkins and others who give the ultimate sacrifice are not forgotten.
Whenever there's a memorial service anywhere in Central Oregon, we honor them by putting 35 flags up on the bridge. The first seven spell out the Pledge of Allegiance, and then there are 14 flags on the upstream side of the bridge that have the names of Bend veterans who were killed or wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, and some of Randy Newman's fellow Marines who were killed and wounded in Iraq. So that's 14 on the upside. On the downstream side, we put 14 flags for the veterans groups in town here, like the American Legion, the VFW Post, the DAV chapter, and the Band of Brothers, Men Band of Brothers. And so that will be a ceremony we always do at 7 o'clock. We all get together there at 6:45, and we've invited the Newman family, the McBride family, to help put up their sons' flags on the bridge. And we'll also put up the military service flags at Bend Heroes Memorial, the six military service flags.
Coming up next on Take 5, we'll talk about other special ceremonies that are planned to honor Lieutenant Wilkins. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
On Saturday, friends and family said goodbye to 26-year-old Lieutenant Wilkins. President of the Bend Heroes Foundation, Dick Tobiasen, says local veterans make sure that fallen soldiers are remembered in the local culture and landscape through special flags and memorials.
We want to respect them, honor them, and never forget them. The whole idea of putting flags with names on bridges and naming bridges and building memorials, the Bend Heroes Memorial, that's all to honor them, and so we never forget them. Now, there'll be other ceremonies after this Saturday. There'll be one in Salem on Memorial Day to unveil the name of Lieutenant Wilkins on the Afghan-Iraqi Freedom Memorial. There are 131 names on that memorial now, and so there'll be a special ceremony for the family the day before, and there'll be a public unveiling the next day. Then when it's okay with the family, we will do the same thing here at Bend Heroes Memorial. We've already ordered the name to be engraved on the Veterans Black Monument there at the Bend Heroes Memorial, right at the base of the big flagpole there. We have 109 names on there, so we'll be adding Lieutenant Wilkins just below Randy Newman's name. So that'll be five veterans from Bend that are honored with their names engraved under Iraq, Afghanistan. Lieutenant Wilkins' flag will be flag number 5. He'll be after Randy, Jessica, Zachary, and Aaron. And then we'll also put his flag at Honor Court up there by Goody's Ice Cream. We have four flag holders there at the intersection of Oregon and Wall. And at each corner we have a flag holder, and in them we put Randy, Zachary's, Jessica's, and we'll now add Justin's flag there. And so the families join us and placing the flags. We put the flags at on the bridge in downtown Bend 8 times a year, and so the whole objective is to make sure that we never lose the memory of these fallen heroes who protected our way of life for well over 200 years.
Lieutenant Wilkins' family says he'll be remembered for his great laugh, warm heart, and great bear hugs. This has been Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.